Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Happy birthday to Suzanne Sully, female part, female half of the Human League. With their biggest hit from 1981, number one here and across the pond in the UK, Don't You Want Me? Asking the musical question. Suzanne Sully turns 61 years old today from the Human League. We're joined on the phone lines now by Michael Lucci. He's founder and CEO of State Armor. He'll tell us more about that in a moment. StateArmor.com. Michael Lucci, old friend, we talked way back when I was in Illinois, and he was with Illinois Policy Institute, going on to, I want to say, bigger and better things, but, you know, still great things. Michael, how are you?
Scott, I'm doing really well. I remember the days back in Illinois. I'm in Texas now, and as you mentioned, we're running State Armor. We're in 15 states and growing, and what we're doing is bringing state policy solutions to global security threats. And let me put a pin in that. The main one is the Communist Party of China. We also have issues with Russia and Iran, but it's the Communist Party of China that's really running significant operations in our states and even our local communities.
So let's just take the sort of premise here. People might look and say, well, okay, national security, dealing with China, that seems like something, one of the few things perhaps we should rely on the federal government, Washington, to take care of. Why are state-level solutions needed?
State-level solutions are needed because this conflict is different from the last major conflict we had. Last time we had a conflict with the Soviets, we were not trading with them. We lived in two totally different economic spheres. They weren't really deeply infiltrating our country and vice versa. This is different. We have, you know, Hong Kong students getting bullied on campuses here in the United States of America at the behest of the Chinese Communist Party. We have states that need to prepare for the possibility that China invades Taiwan, in which case state supply chains and state critical infrastructure will come under significant stress. On that point, think of what happened during the coronavirus, how hugely disruptive that was, how all the states really, they're unprepared, really not their fault. If China invades Taiwan, again, not the fault of any state leaders, but there will be disruptions 10 times as bad as what happened during the coronavirus pandemic. And so we're bringing solutions to get ahead of that in the state houses so that they're prepared, so they could bring critical infrastructure back online if China takes it offline. Those are the types of things that we're working on to fill that state gap, where, as you said, they haven't really had to focus on national security, but this time they do have to focus on national security.
Michael Lucci with us from State Armor, statearmor.org. As you look and see, say, for example, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis taking more aggressive action just this past week, sending rescue operations to Haiti to evacuate Florida residents. He's done similar things in the past. Governors like Ron DeSantis, and I don't know if you've State Armor's been in contact with the state of Florida, you can tell me. But as you look at his leadership and his actions when it comes to protecting his state and his citizens, does that give you some optimism that State Armor can have an impact there, perhaps, and elsewhere?
Oh, absolutely. Governor DeSantis and the legislature in Florida were way out in front on the issues we care about. They were way out in front of those issues before we existed. So part of what we do, a piece of what we do, is we take solutions that have already been implemented in Florida, and we're moving them to other states. We also take solutions that have been implemented, for example, in Nebraska. They had a great solution to get rid of Huawei telecom equipment that surrounds the nuclear missile silos in western Nebraska. Very scary fact that they intercept all of our communications around our nuclear missile silos in western Nebraska. So part of what we do is take examples from Governor DeSantis, who's been really strong on the Communist Party issue, and other leaders across the country. And then we have some of our own solutions that we promulgate across the states as well.
StateArmor.org for more. This is a new organization. In fact, just 6 weeks or so, if my website trolling is correct. So what do you think State Armor can do, say, in these first 12 months of operation? The next 5 years, what are your goals? What impact can State Armor have?
So what we want to do at a high level is reverse all of the Chinese Communist Party strategies at what they call the subnational level. Americans might be shocked to know this, but they have a specific subnational influence and economic sabotage strategy for the United States of America. We want to reverse all of that and actually turn states in the other direction so that they're no longer fooling around with the Chinese Communist Party. We had our public launch, as you mentioned, 6 weeks ago, but we've been in operation a little bit longer than that. Right now, we have lobbying teams in 15 state houses in Indiana and in Utah. We already passed about four pieces of legislation in each of those states. You might have heard in Michigan, of course, there's this problem of this Goshen battery company coming in. Well, in Indiana, there is this company called Fufeng Group trying to set up shop right on top of some of the most important rail lines in the United States of America. Fufeng Group, some folks might remember their name because they got chased out of North Dakota a year ago because the United States Air Force said, this company is a significant national security threat. Don't let them anywhere near us. So when we were moving legislation in Indiana, we found out that the same company is trying to set up shop 10 miles from military installation in Indiana, right on top of super critical rail lines. And because of our work with some really fantastic leaders there, that company's not going to be able to go into Indiana. So we're already having wins across the map, and we're going to have a lot more through the rest of the spring when state legislators wrap up. But we want to be in 30 states next year and really reverse the tide of these really horrible things that the Chinese Communist Party's done at the state and local level that most Americans are just now waking up to. But Americans are very hostile if you look at polling on what they think about what the Communist Party's doing in our country.
Michael Lucci is founder and CEO of State Armor. You can find them at statearmor.org. Michael, best of luck with State Armor, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Scott. Great to hear you.
Appreciate it. That's Michael Lucci here with us on the Steve Gruber Show. More as we wrap up hour two of the program in just a bit. New poll numbers from Michigan shortly.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall.
Oh no, you gotta turn around. Start paddling.
For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.